Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I really do love the fact, you know, I kind of tease him a little bit because Senator Schmidt is on so much national media, but he is a likable, very real, authentic person. They had him on Fox earlier talking about the grandstanding by Chuckie Schumer and the Democrats.
Well, the solution's pretty simple here, which is the fact that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats have a choice. They've repeatedly over a dozen times now voted against reopening the government. I think the liberal media, the legacy media, is even having a hard time coming to their aid and explaining why they would do it. You've got SNAP benefits, 42 million Americans, including and especially kids who are going to be affected starting this weekend, military members that may or may not get paid. President Trump's trying to put at the top of the list for priorities to make sure they get paid. But you got ICE agents, other people who are just not being paid because the Democrats don't have another play in their playbook. They just know how to fight Trump. It's this resistance movement. They're more interested in grandstanding than governing. And so we're on week five here, and the Democrats will continue to be on the spot here. But there's no other place to go except to reopen the government, give us time to work on appropriations bills and get on with the people's work.
So I'm sensing, and I said this at the beginning of the show, that maybe the pressure is increasing on the Democrats after saying so many different stupid things here. We've had even some legacy media members who have pushed back at some of the Democrats going on trying to convince the American people that this is all Donald Trump's fault. And the Republicans, Dwayne Patterson, who writes at hotair.com, the host of the Dwayne's World podcast, back with us this afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Hi, Sue.
You know what? You gave your hi, Sue, at the beginning of the interview, and she's not even in the studio. See what happened?
Oh, man. See what happens.
I'll give you the window to do that again because she's a fan of yours. But let's talk about where you think this is heading right now with the shutdown. I'm going to have a little time here in the segment after, or maybe even an audio cut of the day, to play Jake Tapper with a member of Congress. Did you see that interview?
Yeah, wasn't that something? That was Melanie Stansbury, who was trying to work this thing up as a Republican shutdown. And not even Jake Tapper was buying it anymore, right? And Jake Tapper is not exactly somebody you confused with a Fox News host, right?
No. And, I mean, I've seen this, unfortunately, you don't see it very often, but I've seen a little honesty in some of this reporting, even on MSNBC, where they said, look, I mean, you guys are not voting to reopen the government, so how can you tag Republicans with this? I think they finally sit behind their ivory towers and realize they have to ask a couple of questions that are on point, so maybe we're getting some of that. So I do sense, Dwayne, that there's more pressure on these Democrats because Harry Enten's on CNN waving his stuff around saying the Republicans are not losing in the polling in this fight. So are we going to have some movement here in the next couple of days, do you think, or does it drag on?
Yeah, not just not losing. They're actually the House Republicans, while being on basically break for the last 5 weeks, they've improved their – the House Republicans have improved their standing by 5 points.
Right.
I really don't think this – can and will go on much longer. We had news today that there was another ground stop at Newark Airport, which is United's East Coast hub. there's 350 flights that United flies alone, let alone all the other, it's an international airport. United, imagine being on one of those connector flights and everything just got hosed because the Democrats are the party. It's the no caucus. They're saying no to all of this. Now, it's a mad weird flex here when they have voted no 13 times to reopen the government. And so now SNAP benefits, which are part of that funding that they're saying no to, SNAP benefits are now not going to be paid out because the Democrats have said no 13 times. And they're mad about that. And so now they're threatening to sue Donald Trump over something that they have voted 13 times to say no to. That's got to be a hell of a court argument to file,
but
right?
But at what point do they actually realize what's happening to them? You have MSNBC hosts that are pushing back on the Democrats right now. We're in new territory here. So are they just going to stick by their guns? I mean, the House Republicans are staying away. Mike Johnson's keeping them out of Washington. They haven't been there for 29 days. Now you have the House Democrats carping about, you know, getting work done. Yeah, let's get some work done. Open the damn government back up in the Senate.
Well, let me give you the dynamics of this, because it's going to end. We know it's going to end relatively sooner than later, but here is the interesting dynamics that's fascinating about this. You've got a handful of special elections that are going to take place on Tuesday, right? You've got Jack Cittarelli and Mickey Sherrill, for a congresswoman in New Jersey,
big
for
race.
Governor.
Big race.
And, right, big race. And in Virginia, you've got Abigail Spanberger, another Democrat congresswoman, running against Winsome Sears for governor in Virginia. And here's the problem. If the Democrats realize, which they do, that they're not going to get anywhere and it's game over, they've got to find a way out of this. The second they bail out of this, if they do that before those gubernatorial elections, do same-day voting on Tuesday, what do you think that's going to do to the turnout of their base on Election Day in those races?
It will dampen the turnout. Right. So you're arguing that this will go on at least through next Tuesday because of those elections, which makes sense.
Right. But here's what makes this such a fascinating thing. That's the conventional wisdom, that they're going to have to wait until after Tuesday before they throw up the white flag of surrender. The problem is, it's looking more and more like they're getting dragged because of CNN polling, and MSNBC is suggesting that they've got polling that the Democrats are fizzling on this. They're in a no-way situation, because if they ride this out until Tuesday,
more damage.
They're going to get slammed anyway, because they're losing on the argument.
So there have to be some people, you know, putting their heads together to try to figure out what the exit ramp is for the Democrats. I mean, for Schumer in the leadership, it's just been an embarrassment. Now, you're not hearing from a lot of folks, you know, in the rank and file of the Democrats on the Senate side. At least I'm not. You know, I hear from a couple of them. I hear from more of the House side Democrats bitching about this, even though they've already done their job on the House side, sending this to the Senate. So I think it will be interesting. Now, on those races that you mentioned, I'm frustrated because it doesn't seem like Winsome Earl Sears has, you know, closed the gap enough with Spanberger. It looks like Spanberger might win that. Jay Jones probably will lose. But man, why is that race? And unless you have more hope than I do, Glenn Youngkin, you know, when he came in there 4 years ago, that was a big moment in the election cycle. It kind of signaled some changes around the country. What's going on with Spanberger? She's a better candidate, I'm told, because Winsome is a little bit more folksy. Is that it, or is there more to it?
I think there's a lot of things that are fluid in that whole thing, and I think, yes, the conventional wisdom, the odds are that Spanberger's going to eke out a victory a lot narrower than she intended or everybody thought that she would. The problem in Virginia right now is nobody really knows what same day is going to be in Virginia. Nobody's quite sure how this is going to play out. And look, the thing with Winsome Sears, there was an Atlas Intel poll released, I think, Monday of this week that polled over the weekend in the Commonwealth, and it was within a point and a half, which is certainly within margin of error. I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't think anybody quite knows what same-day turnout's going to be. Remember, Northern Virginia is chock full of federal workers who have been furloughed. They're grumpy. Do you think that every single one of those believes that it's Donald Trump and the Republicans' fault? Because I don't.
No.
The federal government employees union, the head of that union mm-hmm. on Monday said, under no pretenses, said, look, I'm not going to pick sides at who's wrong here. End this shutdown right now. Vote for the clean CR. Well, the Republicans, he's not having to say that to because they have voted 13 times for the clean CR. He's talking to the Democrats. The union members know who's shutting this down. They know who's starving them.
So even let's say, and it's not going to happen, let's say miraculously tonight they get the votes in the Senate, the government's reopened. They still have to do this thing again in a couple of weeks, right? So both of these deadlines could kind of meld together. I mean, if they don't
right.
reopen this thing in the next few days, this could absolutely drag on through the holidays, or at least through Thanksgiving.
Right. The dumb thing about this is we're 5 weeks in to what would have been a 7-week clean CR, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole purpose of the clean CR was to give the Senate Appropriations Committee the chance to finish its work and get some appropriations bill through. The House was finishing up some of their appropriations bills. They had already done a handful. They had 3 or 4 left that they needed to finish work on. They just needed to buy some time to finish the regular order, the normal process, where we hash out issues like, what do we do if we're going to end these subsidies? What's going to take its place? That's all stuff you do in committee where it belongs. Instead, Chuck Schumer is doing the sheriff scene coming to Rock Ridge out of Blazing Saddles. He's holding himself hostage.
Yeah, and it's going to be fascinating to watch. Let me ask on a couple of different topics here. Kamala continues her book tour. Did you see some of the questions that came up in Australia today?
Yes. Who's selling more books, by the way, right now? Kamala Harris or Corinne Jean-Pierre? Asking for a friend.
You know what? That's actually a valid question. I would guess Harris, but gosh, I don't know. But it was funny because...
Probably not by much, though.
No.
And neither one of them are selling.
No, but she's over there in Australia. She actually makes... This is stunning. We're trying to find the audio. I saw this on Fox earlier, and we weren't rolling, but Ethan's trying to find it. She actually makes the case with an Australian reporter that she thinks if Joe Biden were reelected, that he would have been fined the next 4 years in the White House. I mean, how could you at this point... And KJP's doing the same thing with a straight face, make any of these arguments, because it was on full display. It's not like this just happened at that
right.
debate last year for the first time. It had happened several times in the years leading up to that. But they're still out there trying to make the case when everybody knows you're full of you-know-what on that topic, but they keep saying it.
Kamala Harris, who we lampoon for being the least articulate candidate on the stump since the founding— And she comes down and she tries to do this weird mad flex of, well, what I'm trying to say is Joe Biden was not competent enough to be and rigorous enough to run for president. He didn't have the rigor and
yeah.
the stamina to
right.
be able to do the campaigning stuff. But the president stuff, oh, that's easy. He could have totally done that. Sorry.
That's the case.
That's the,
yeah.
No sale.
No, so Ethan's finding that audio. I'm probably going to use it for audio cut of the day because she gets pressed on that pretty hard from the
yeah.
Australian reporter, and I find that interesting. All right, listen.
No one is going to believe that. Not even MSNBC is going to believe that argument.
Well, interestingly enough, I have a tie-in. I'm going to use some audio here as we wrap up, and I thought maybe Sue would be in here so you could say hi, but she has still left the premises. So, Duane Patterson, always great to have you on. You have a great week and a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
You got it. Take
All right,
care.
Take care. I will share your sentiments with Sue, but I wanted to play some of this audio here. And this is something I would not have expected, especially from Jake Tapper, who's king of the BS, right? But there's a congresswoman from New Mexico, Melanie Stansbury, who does an interview from the House chamber, not the chamber, but the hallway outside of the House, probably outside of her office or something. And Tapper, of all people, kind of pushes back on some of this. Check this out.
Should the Democratic senators from New Mexico, your home state, vote to open the government so that these SNAP funds are not at risk?
Let me be clear. The administration is choosing to starve American children with money that they already have appropriated.
I'm not applauding their tactics.
By the White House.
All right. So one of the funny things about this is as Jake tries to explain himself and tries to be an actual journalist and ask questions.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He still has to cover his ass for himself, saying, oh, I don't disagree with the premise, but you'll hear that a couple of times.
This is a choice by the White House.
And this is also a choice by Senate Democrats to not vote to open the government. Yes, it is.
That's not even debatable. It's not debatable. And he had to admit that. I mean, at a certain point, they have to give in and say, okay, you guys are kind of right on this point. And Tapper finally had that moment, and she's still lying about it.
I understand why they're doing it. They're doing it because they want Medicaid funds restored. They're doing it because they want Obamacare premiums to be extended past the end of the year. I understand the reason.
He never understands the reason why Republicans want to do things. You ever notice that? Oh, I understand why my fellow Democrats want to do it. Empathetic to them.
Let me just be clear. The money for contingency plans is sitting there. That is why the states are suing. The White House is withholding funds from
children. 2 to 3 weeks worth of SNAP funds. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it may not be a big deal to you, but
it is a big deal to me.
For the grandparents... For grandparents
it is a big deal
that
to
literally
me.
Are feeding their children.
My point is that it's a short-term solution.
In those accounts.
It's a short-term.
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, people need to be able to feed their families. And Saturday is when those funds run out.
If you feel
out,
so strongly, Congresswoman, why not ask the Senate Democrats from New Mexico to vote to open the government?
I mean, it's not that hard. And he circles back on this three times. I got to give him a little credit. She keeps trying to pivot, right?
Yep.
Her chamber already dealt with this issue, and they all voted against opening the government, every one of them. Not the case in the Senate. Now, you need five more to cross over. You have one Republican you lost with Rand Paul as well. But Tapper kind of gives it to her here. Wait, wrong one. Here we go.
Here in the House of Representatives, it is shut down. I am fighting to get the government reopened. I am fighting to get funding put back into SNAP that is already existent. And I am fighting for the American people. I am here. But show me a single Republican that is here. Not a single one is here to make sure that Americans are fed on Saturday.
That's because you're in the House. And the House already dealt with this. And you voted against opening the government, Congressman. You voted against that. All right. You put conditions on that were not necessary. So when you got, and I have another, I could play this one too from MSNBC with Hakeem Jeffries. This is an MSNBC host.
It said what you are asking the Republicans to do right now when they control the White House, the Senate and the House is effectively what the Democrats could not do when they controlled all three of those heads of government themselves.
Okay, this is important because on the Obamacare, the ACA subsidies in particular, they were voted on by Democrats twice to be temporary subsidies. It was in order to get through the pandemic, and then they were extended until December of this year as temporary, not permanent. The question, basically the premise that you heard the MSNBC reporter say is, hey, you guys used to have all this. You had the House, the Senate, the White House. Why did you make these temporary? If you had the control, why not just make them permanent? And why are you bitching about it now? Because you have the chance to do permanent.
The 10-year setup for this, for these, the 3-year setup for the...
So she errs there. It's the 3-year setup. She says 10 years, but it is 3 years.
The expiration of these credits was intentionally put in. It was put in when you controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate. You couldn't get it passed for longer. And so this is a setup that kind of your own creation that you all couldn't extend beyond.
Yes.
That. Now you
yes,
want the Republicans to do something you didn't do when you were in power.
What world am I living on? That's MSNBC.
How about that?
Holy crap.
It's not a setup beyond what we could do. We extended the Affordable Care Act tax credits in 2022 for 3 years. The program is working. It's providing health care to tens of millions of people in an affordable way, and it should be continued.
No.
It's interesting to us that Republicans decided that they would prefer to permanently extend massive tax breaks for their billionaire donors in their one big ugly bill.
Hakeem Jeffries acts like in this whole class warfare crap that they play about billionaires. Billionaires don't pay taxes like we do. Okay, they have investments. They're not getting a paycheck. Elon Musk is not getting a paycheck. Okay, so stop it. And why won't a reporter push back on that and say, you know, Mr. Would-be Speaker, stop lying to the American people. Everyone's taxes, including your constituents, would go up. Everyone's, if they didn't pass the big, beautiful bill. They know that. They lie about it. Now, they lie about a lot of these things, but they're getting caught in their lies right now by the legacy media, which is somewhat refreshing.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.